Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number 2. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1, I have been waiting for this segment all day. Joy Taylor is joining me. Mark Sanchez in 5 minutes.
Very excited. We've been teasing it for
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
All right, so let me just get to, I don't want to tease people anymore.
You got to deliver.
So it's a hockey segment. I'm just kidding. All right, so I want to show you the standings right now in the National Football League. What I'm about to tell you is not an opinion. It is fact. The best quarterback won every single division. Every single division. Josh Allen's the best quarterback. So is Joe Burrow. And I know I didn't think it before the season, but Tannehill was the best quarterback in that division. Wentz has more talent, but he makes too many mistakes. He's got a Sam Darnold reckless quality, and he crushed them down the end. And then Patrick Mahomes. In the NFC, the best quarterback won every single division, and you know who they are. Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Tom Brady, and yes, Matt Stafford was the best quarterback. Highest rated fourth quarter passer rating, highest rated second halves. Kyler got hurt for multiple games and regressed at the end. And Russell Wilson missed a month. And when he came back, he was bad for 3 weeks. The best quarterback won every single division. But perhaps the most jarring and most glaring example of the value of quarterback in this league is Derek Carr. The owner is the poorest. Lost their coach. Henry Ruggs tragedy. The GM appears to be, at best, marginally competent. They have multiple first and second round total whiffs. The roster on the second back end is bad. Tough division, total chaos, injuries after Thanksgiving, and he's in the playoffs. So my question to you is, what is a quarterback worth if he's Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson? What are they worth? Ask Denver right now or the Giants. It's like I say about transportation. You don't know how badly you miss it until you have a bad car that breaks down regularly. And then you realize, hell, that's why I pay $800 for a car lease. You never miss transportation more than when it's bad. And then you know it's priceless. It is priceless. So I'm going to throw a thought balloon at you. And many times in this country, we're very polarized. And it's very easy to say that's stupid to people. Most billionaires had an idea that they pitched dozens of times and people said no. American Idol was pitched to every network and everybody said no. It ran Fox for over a decade. It has now been copied by every other network. It was told no for years by every network executives, not by mouth breathers, by like network execs who are in the TV business. Won't work. Literally highest ad rate in the history of television when it was on. What would you give up if you're the New York Giants to get Russell Wilson? Because if I'm John Snyder, here's what I would say. I want every first round pick until he's no longer a Giant. If he stays 10 years, I get every first round pick. Well, you think it's ridiculous. If I would have told you that a 6th round pick who was not a star in college would not only be a star in the NFL, he would easily be the greatest player of all time. That's ridiculous, isn't it? If I told you there's going to be a business 15 years ago where you would put your kids in a stranger's car and he would drive them to birthday parties, it's called Uber. It has changed American transportation. Uber. All the smart guys said that was a dumb idea. It has ruined parking garages. It has lowered DUIs. It has changed our employment structure in America. People have given up jobs. Uber. Stupid idea. Six-round guy out of Michigan. Coach didn't even start him. He's going to be the best player by a mile in league history. You're the New York Giants today. You have no solution at quarterback, and it's not Daniel Jones. You don't have a GM, you don't have a coach, and you don't have a quarterback, and you have the worst offensive line in the league. So the quarterback better be an athlete, and he also better be a leader. And I'm John Snyder, and I say I want every first-round pick until he's no longer a New York Giant. Would you do it? Damn right you would. You wouldn't do it. All right, good luck getting the GM, coach, and quarterback right. Forget the O-line, because you have one legitimate NFL starter on the O-line. Andrew Thomas. That is it. That is it. Somebody in the Giants building told me, we got one offensive line who starts. One legitimate starter. So that sounds crazy. But look at the number of picks. Think about this. Think about the number of first-round picks we have given up for college quarterbacks. People aren't even in the league, and teams will give up four firsts to draft the right to draft a college quarterback. You wouldn't give up 9-10 for Russell Wilson? Just a thought balloon. It sounds crazy. So did Uber. Hey, we're going to create this website. People put pictures of their cats on it. It's going to run the world, huh? It's called Facebook. It's going to just put pictures of cats and animals on it and talk to loony cousins. It'll be the biggest company in the world. Reality television star, 400 lawsuits, highly polarizing. He's going to be president. Nah, that happened. He's probably going to run again here in about 2-3 years. I'm just saying, if you're the Giants, what would you give up for Russell Wilson? I, as a general manager, would give you every first-round pick until he's not a Giant. Because, by the way, if I'm keeping him for 9 years, he's winning a lot of games. He's filling my stadium. He's selling my merchandise. He puts me on television. Because right now the Giants are so bad everywhere. Except left tackle, one defensive tackle, a decent corner, a solid rookie wide receiver. They're so bad everywhere. I would do it.
What's the hit rate on a draft pick anyway?
Well, 30% bust rate in the first round. I know it sounds.
It doesn't sound that crazy to me, because as you know, I am very against hoarding draft picks.
Yes, you're anti. Well, you're not anti draft picks.
I'm
you're anti hoarding.
I'm anti hoarding.
Yeah. All right. So let's bring on Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports analyst, decade in the NFL. Probably thinks I'm crazy, but he's a quarterback, and I'm saying the value of a quarterback. Okay, what did you make of my 8-minute rant on what I would give up for a star, established, Super Bowl-winning quarterback?
No, that makes sense. I think there is place for that. But saying we get every draft first-rounder till he's no longer on this new team.
Teams have given up 3 first-rounders for a college quarterback.
No, I agree with that. They are at a premium. Somebody who can function, somebody who can provide consistency, those are valuable qualities. And look at Derek Carr with the Raiders. Like,
what would they be with an average quarterback?
Well, he's been their consistency. Different cities, different coaches, different coordinators, different players. I mean, there's a lot to be said for somebody like him. And so I get where you're going. I think it's a little.
Okay, all right.
That's a little. Much.
Hey, you want to jump in a stranger's
car? I'm not saying no to Uber. I'm just saying it sounds foreign to me, so I got to.
That's right.
I got to wrap my head around it. Let me sleep on it.
Okay, so we got a bunch of quarterbacks making playoff debuts.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Kyler Murray, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow. Derek Carr never been in the playoffs?
No, because they went in 2016.
He was hurt.
Khalil Mack was rookie of the year. McGloin played, got hurt in the last game. And then I looked this up this morning. That's the only reason I know.
Okay.
And then Connor Cook started the playoff game against Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans.
Okay, so which quarterback?
And Osweiler won the game because Savage was hurt. How about that playoff scenario? Sorry. Okay, that was crazy to me this morning.
Okay.
I thought about that.
Which one do you believe in the most? Let's start with that. Who do you believe in the most?
Okay, so I put them in tiers, right? So, like, there's Brady and Big Ben. I'd put at the top, multiple Super Bowls, multiple playoff appearances, championship wins, all that. Then Rodgers, Mahomes, both won Super Bowl each, championship appearances, wins, all that. Then I feel like that next group is probably the most interesting, but it's Jimmy G, Josh Allen, Tannehill, and Dak. Like similar kind of playoff experience, although Jimmy G might be at the top because he was in a Super Bowl.
Similar.
Right? Then Stafford, and then you go Carr, Murray, and Burrow. And then the two rookies.
Yeah.
Jones and Hurts.
So you believe in, sounds like Burrow to me of all
well,
the...
I mean, the top guy, like the only reason that the Steelers have a chance is their experience, right? And experience is a big deal. Like, do you want guys, and this is the example I use, when they go into the stadium for playoffs, like walking on the field to get to the locker room, are they going to be like filming everything? Like, yo, it's playoffs. Or is it just like, I'm listening to my game day mix and I've done this a million times because I've been here before. Yeah, it's a bigger game, but we know how to do this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, have you done it before?
So let's go back to your debut. It was against the Bengals.
Yeah.
So I went and looked it up.
Yeah.
It wasn't, your debut wasn't bad. In fact, your passer rating was 139.
I think it was like 12 of 15.
No, you were 12 of 15.
Yeah.
Okay,
I remember.
That team was run-based and defense-based, so weren't asking you. What they were asking you to do is hit on third-down passes.
You'd have to get a couple of creative third downs.
That's it. So
those windows are tight, baby. When you go run pass and
so
have
tell
a third
me,
and nine.
Go back to that game.
Yeah.
Give me the week up to it. What was going through your mind?
Well, we had to win to get in, so we had to play Cincinnati in the last game at the old Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands. We win, we're in, and we beat them 38-0. But we knew the next week we'd have to go right back to Cincy. So once we were up kind of big, they kind of folded up and said, all right, we'll just beat them next week at home.
Right.
So we get to that game. Leading up to it, what one you don't realize is all the regional markets that don't have a team in the playoffs, their media people go cover your team because you're in the playoffs.
Right.
So your press conference, although it was New York and we had plenty of – beat writers and stuff, it like doubled. Then you go to the divisional round and it like triples. Then you're in the championship game and you're like, whoa, this is like a college
national
seminar class with like 200 kids in it.
This is
wild. So just little things like that, like Mahomes, Big Ben, Tom Brady, all these guys, they've done that so many times, it's nothing. You don't even think twice about it. But to me, I was like, wow, this is, you know, every week was something new. And feeling that game, feeling the excitement, understanding what was at stake was, you know, you're kind of in your rookie bubble, but you start to realize that. And so it's a little bit of a shock for these guys. It'll be a little bit of a shock. It's just a bigger stage. So, and you have to constantly remind yourself, like, everything on the outside is getting bigger, but it's the same game. Field's the same size, same ball, same plays. Stop worrying about it. Don't overthink it. The game is now up here on the outside, but it's the same game you've been playing since you were a kid.
So the Jimmy Garoppolo thing is fascinating because, and you know, you have a little bit of experience with this. Howie Long always says you can't have two great quarterbacks in the same room at the same time.
It's hard.
One takes the air out of the room. And so Garoppolo was the understudy to Brady, and Tom wanted him out. He just didn't want him around. He didn't want to hear the Jimmy G topics. He didn't want to share snaps. So Jimmy G has had his reality for the last year has been not only are you sharing snaps, but you're gone. So all of a sudden you're San Francisco. Jimmy G once again has been more than competent, actually kind of excellent in late game situations. They go to Dallas and let's say they win. You know Denver and Pittsburgh are going to call his agent. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's nine teams without a quarterback in a bad college draft. So if you're San Francisco, do you just say, even if he won a playoff game, do you just say, cut it clean, we're all in on Trey?
Or else that makes Trey's development, it jeopardizes his potential development.
So you
right? Or it, potentially jeopardizes his development, rather.
So do you just move, regardless if he won?
I think that's probably the way you go, and it's no slight on Jimmy. It has nothing to do what Jimmy's done or not done. I just feel like we're stuck in that Progressive commercial with the parents like ready to leave the stadium right when they arrive, the insurance commercial.
Right.
They're like, we can't stop you from becoming your parents. And they're like, hey, you know, we should probably leave in the third quarter so we don't hit traffic. Well, we've all we're talking about for Jimmy is like, oh, what about next year? Like, and I'm guilty of this too, but we've got to let the guy breathe. Let him go play. Like, let him live his moment and go try and win this game, regardless of what happens. And for him, I mean, if there's an award for humility and professionalism, and you want to talk about quarterbackial, like the word you use all the time. I mean, he's been that.
Yes.
And it's just been eating away at him, like this Tennessee tick that he just can't get rid of, right? It's like in it, this thorn in his side, and it's Trey Lance, and he's giving the guy a hug after he scores his first touchdown of the season. Like, that is so hard to do. I said it the first broadcast of the year at Detroit. I said, that's a really hard hug to give out because you got to do it. You know you got to do it, but you don't want to do that. Like, that's your job. Those are your reps. Mm-hmm. Those are your touchdowns.
That's right.
You know, and so that's frustrating, but, I mean, I got to hand it to the guy, man. He's handled it all year.
Yeah.
Fought back after their, you know, slump during the season.
Yep.
Hasn't said anything. I mean, anything even remotely sideways. Like, God, this is BS.
And by the way.
And he has every right to, right? Like, not even sarcastically has he even said anything. Like, man, you know, if we didn't have this guy here, maybe we could have drafted somebody to help me. Maybe we could have drafted somebody for me to, or to block for me, to run for me, to catch the ball for me. He's never said anything.
My dad said something. My late father said something. Overwhelmingly, your employment will be decided when you're not in the room. Mm. Be a good guy.
Yeah.
It's a prime example. Baker Mayfield, despite what Cleveland says, they're taking calls on him. They would take calls on him. Like, regardless sure. of what you think, sure. don't kid yourself. They'd sure. take a call for him.
That's fair.
And Jimmy G, they're taking calls. If both were on the market, regardless of what you thought of them, and you asked a bunch of men running football teams, who'd you rather have? Jimmy G's behavior this year, guys would be like, hey, he may not be gifted. He may not be able to do that. But this is why acting like a grown-up matters. If Baker and Jimmy were on the market, regardless of their talent, yep. If I'm in that room, I am totally taking Garoppolo's hugging his backup.
And he's given a masterclass. He's taught a masterclass on professionalism and how to act, just how to be one of the guys, how to be the quarterback, how to be above the fray. And that's part of a decision you make when you play the position. It's not just like getting all the cool stuff and recognition and all that. It's the hard times. And how do you carry yourself then? It's been impressive. He definitely deserves some sort of award. Whatever that award is, he gets it.
The Hall of Fame receiver Chris Carter once said this. Gifts are great, but they can be a burden. If you have a great singing voice, you're going to sing in the car. You're going to sing in the shower.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's interesting. If you look at a lot of the all-time interception leaders, Favre, Elway, Namath, they had great arms.
Strong arm, yep. Throw it through a car wash without getting wet.
That's right. So it's interesting when I look at Matt Stafford and people criticize him. I'm like, yeah, if I had that arm, I would throw it sideways too.
Yeah.
So when I look at Matt Stafford, my thing is his ceiling is so high, I get why the Rams made the move. If there are a lot of stats with McVay, Goff, and Stafford that are very similar. The difference is I believe you call a different game with Stafford.
Sure.
McVay calls stuff he would not call with Goff, and none of the fans understand that or the media.
Or not call as frequently. Yeah.
And so to me, even if Stafford only wins one playoff game, I think he's changed the room for the franchise. They'll call stuff now. They'll go get OBJ and be like, Matt will figure it out.
Sure.
He'll just figure it out. Your takeaway on the criticisms of Stafford, the pick sixes,
yeah.
all things in on Matt.
I mean, a couple of the pick sixes were just bad luck. Like
one of them, I remember was.
Yeah, and a couple have gotten tipped. Like, I'm not making excuses for the guy and apologizing for the guy. And I'm not just protecting him, Joy. I know you think he's got this, like, bubble around him, and I yeah. won't let anybody near it, which is partially true. But I think, you know, for them to make a run, he's got to clean that up, no doubt. And I think he'd be the first one to admit it. Like, yeah, I got a little sloppy with a couple things. You know, a couple of these were compounded into disasters because they go back and give points immediately to the other team. So, sure. Does he get a lot of criticism for that? Yes. But he's also, it's the first year in LA. It's not Detroit anymore, right? It's just a different animal. So if he went to Jacksonville this year, it wouldn't be as bad. If he went to, you know, another market, it's just not the same. So if you're going to be here and you have a couple bad games in a row, I mean, look at LeBron. This is a big market. You know, he gets criticized every single day. So that's just the nature of being here in LA. But I think the most important thing is if he can eliminate just a couple of those things, and they're completely fixable. They're either a bad decision or just a missed throw. Now, if he didn't have the talent, that's one thing. He's overflowing with talent. So it's just honing that in. And I say this all the time, but it's a Jerry Madelon thing, but I'd rather say whoa than sick him, right? I'd rather have all that talent and dial it back a little bit than say, oh man, I don't know if he's got it. Really go get him. You know, that's hard. And I feel like that might have been the situation they're in before. Now they have all this talent, and Matt's going to go sling it. and then you just dial it back one or two clicks.
Finally, Mark Sanchez joining us. There's a bunch of job openings. Jacksonville, Miami, yeah. Shockingly, Giants, Denver, Raiders, Vikings, yep. Bears. Is there one you yeah. look at and you go, boy, that's a tasty job opening?
I did the same thing, kind of like tiers or ranked them a little bit, but I feel like Minnesota, great division, especially if Rodgers leaves. Come on now. Great facilities, great fan base.
Decent roster, playmakers.
Loaded roster. I mean, they got some players. Somebody's going to – that's your starting point? Come on. Let's go. There's
the only
a lot
downside,
of places that don't look as good as that.
Yeah, you have, yeah. Kirk for a year is a massive cap hit. Now, you could figure out something on this contract. He is certainly a capable quarterback.
More than capable. I mean, they should have been a playoff team. Like, that's really too bad. So then you get – I mean, listen – I think the Giants, I know what Peter King said about the cap. I'm not taking cap into account here because I don't do the numbers like he does, and yeah. he's way smarter than me for that. But I just feel like New York is like the staple team. They have a little talent, great owner. I mean, the ball, the Duke is named after the owner, the original right. owner of the Giants. Like that's an iconic place to be, huge market. But I feel like it's a little daunting for someone who's going to take their very first head coaching job. So like a Kellen Moore or Kevin O'Connell, who I think the world of offensively.
It's a little much.
To do it there is a lot. Like you go to Jacksonville and you're on the beach and there's plenty of time, a winnable division. Tennessee's kind of running the division right now. But you could argue that that's an aging roster. I mean, they're not going to be for the next 10 years a powerhouse there, not with the guys they have. Everybody's getting older.
Right.
So you have plenty of time, right? Like Urban Meyer didn't get fired because of his record. They knew they weren't going to be that good. So you got plenty of time there. A lot of runway. I mean, I like Jacksonville for that. And you get like this whole fan base in Europe. I think that's cool. Miami, tough. Impulsive owner. Division. Are you kidding me? You got to scheme Belichick twice a year?
And face Josh
and
Allen
Buffalo,
twice.
Who's kind of balling out. Like,
yeah.
Buffalo's now running the division, plus Bill Belichick's in the division. I mean, that's a month of football that you could just get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody wants to sign up for that.
Right.
And I mean, you know the fan base in Miami. It's a little LA-ish unless you're in the playoffs. Like nobody really cares.
Well, the job that has the best quarterback is Derek Carr, but unfortunately I've got Mahomes twice, Herbert
that's
twice.
That's the problem with
that job.
With Vegas, yes, is the division.
It's and by the way, if Aaron goes yeah. to Denver, then the Derek Carr's arguably the fourth best quarterback in that division.
And here's the issue with Denver, awesome place, fan base, awesome.
Amazing.
Division's tough, but they're going to sell the team. Which owner hasn't come in and hired his own coach? That's the kicker for me in Denver, right? Like, look at Tepper. He got rid of Ron Rivera. No fault to Ron's. I mean, the team was going on a downslope, whatever. But he gets rid of Ron Rivera, hires Matt Rhule. Name any owner that comes in, a new owner. Jerry Jones got rid of Tom Landry to get Jimmy Johnson. So think about it. The owner's going to want... If you buy a restaurant for $1 billion, billions of dollars, but you can't set the menu and pick your head chef, why the hell are you buying the restaurant? Right? Like, they're going to want to put their own stamp on it. And so that's my only fear for one of these coaches
yes,
going there.
That's a great point.
They might have a real short leash. And that's, you know, unfortunately, it's just unfair.
Well, that's good stuff. We are Mark Sanchez bringing it today. Excellent work. Did you come in just for us, or are you doing other stuff today here?
Exclusively, you guys.
It's a good feeling.
Really. Today, at least.
I'm not going to be happy with you. Really?
Today, at least. Really? No, I'm just saying that there's a lot of other things
I'm
to do in Miami.
Dolphins fans. Have you gotten involved in
Well,
Dolphins
they don't
Twitter?
Like me anyway.
That's true.
Fans okay. don't like any of us. That's just the way it is.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Sunday on Fox, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles look to dethrone the reigning champs as they take on the GOAT. Tom Brady and the Bucks. It all kicks off at 1 Eastern with pregame coverage starting at 11 a.m. only on Fox, all part of the Super Wild Card Weekends.
I thought it was interesting. Brooklyn last night crushed Chicago. So the Brooklyn Nets are a funny team. They're going to be the best TV show in the playoffs. They're not the best team. And you know how like there's streaming shows that you commit to? Yellowstone is one I've committed to. Mm-hmm. Narcos is one I committed to.
Yeah.
People committed to Breaking Bad. There's like characters you like, you commit to them long term. Not every episode is great, but it's kind of a story built for multiple seasons, 80 to 100 episodes, 5 or 6 years. And then there's like something that burns hot for a year. You're not committed to it long term. It's Band of Brothers. It's what do they call those? The really quick series, mini series. You get a year out of them. You cross your fingers. It's great. Most aren't. That's the Brooklyn Nets. Milwaukee and Phoenix and Golden State, if Klay Thompson's going to be healthy. Those are built for 3 and 4 and 5 year championship runs. They don't burn terribly hot. They have a bad weekend. They have bad games. They have bad nights. But Kyrie can't play home games. Kevin Durant is willing to play 48 minutes. On his best nights, he's the world's best player. James Harden is kind of changing his game. He's hot and cold, but he's a unique player. I don't think it's going to last long. I'm not committed to these personalities. I don't think they'll work together. I think they'll burn hot. But they won last night, and they crushed a Chicago team that everybody was falling in love with, which is a good regular season team, but they don't have the stars to be a playoff team. But it's fun watching them because they are classic. They're going to have high production values, drama. You know, if they lose Kyrie and Steve Nash, Nash will probably get fired. Kyrie will get shipped out of town. There are teams that have value, and there are TV series that just have value. Burning hot, 1 year, it gets your streaming service noticed. Not everything can be Narcos and Yellowstone and Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, and it lasts for years. But Brooklyn is going to be fun because a lot of if Milwaukee or Phoenix or Golden State lose, they're not blowing stuff up. These guys lose, ego stars, heads are rolling. It's going to be Sopranos. People will end up missing. Like, the people are going to get canceled very quickly. So it's fun watching them. They had not been very good against the good teams in the East. And then last night they came out against a really pesky Chicago team. At one point led by 38. Just blew their doors off. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So the Nets are True Detective. Season one.
By the way, that's great.
Arguably the greatest series or season in television history.
Year two, Colin Farrell stinks.
Rest of it was unwatchable.
Unwatchable.
I tried it. I tried to watch it.
But the year one that had Matthew McConaughey.
Unbelievable.
And who's the stoner guy that everybody likes from Cheers? Woody.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Yeah, you know what I mean? He's like, you know, the pot advocate.
They were great.
Oh my God, it was
great characters.
And the bummer about it, I remember telling my wife, I'm like, We've found a new favorite show. And then after that year, the next year stunk.
You know, interesting about True Detective, I knew it was over after that season.
Why?
Because I'm very into villains. I think a truly complex, great story that moves you has to have a compelling villain.
Yeah.
And you can't get worse than that season's villain.
Yeah.
It's just
creepy.
Like, universally the worst. So I'm like, where do you go down from here? Like, I don't even know, like, what's worse in life than this story. So I was like, they can't. They tried, but.
And then there's another kind of TV show, and it's the only time it happened in my life where my favorite show got canceled early. Years and years ago, people complained about Arrested Development because they really liked it. That's one of those shows that you thought had legs and it didn't. The best TV show I've seen in the last 10 years was Mindhunter.
You loved that show.
Oh, my God. I've watched every episode 4 times.
You pushed that show on me.
Well, it's
for a year straight.
Okay, but I like serial killers. I mean, not as friends, but no, I like serial killers.
No, I like a good story, but it was so slow.
It's very slow, but I've read all these serial killer books, so I was, Joy, the second it came out, I'd go home, cancel everything for 2 days, and watch every episode twice.
I was talking about you in that show the other day to someone. I was like, Colin loved that
My
show.
My favorite TV show in the history of TV.
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter canceled it 2 years. The pandemic knocked it out because all these actors took other roles.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts will be facing the Bucks for the second time this season when Philly heads to Tampa for the wild card weekend. And Nick Sirianni is expecting a better performance from Jalen Hurts this time because he's better than he was in week 6.
I think it significantly. He's definitely gotten better, throughout that time, which it doesn't surprise me at all because, you know, Jalen's a student in the game. Jalen wants to get better, craves to get better. He's got high football character, and those are like I've said plenty of times, the tough guys that are tough, guys that are that have high character, high football character, and guys who love football are going to reach their ceiling.
Bucks are 8.5-point favorites against the Eagles, according to Fox Bet. Now, the Eagles lost to the Bucks 28-22 in week 6. Jalen Hurts was 12 of 26, 115 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Also had 44 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns.
Here's
so
what
he could contribute.
Philadelphia's issue is they do not put pressure on the quarterback. So Tom's going to be
he's gonna have time.
Really comfortable. They do not get after the quarterback. So a very comfortable Tom, who's already played him and was challenged this year, so they won't take him lightly. That's the one game I think the favorite interests me.
Well, the Eagles, the rushing situation with the Eagles is what's interesting to me because they are first this season in total rushing yards per game, and rushing touchdowns. So they can run the ball, which can keep Tom Brady on the sideline. Now, they don't make any mistakes. They could keep this close. They also lead the NFL, as you've said many times, with big plays this season with 128. That's rushes of at least 10 yards and completions of at least 20 yards. So they have the potential to go over the top and have a big play if they do fall behind. So this is going to be an interesting matchup this weekend. So Aaron Rodgers has been playing through a toe injury for the last few weeks. It didn't slow him down, obviously. Packers clinched the number one seed in the NFC, and they have a bye this weekend. And he is super confident that he will be completely healthy for their playoff opener. He does have another week to rest it now. He said he expects his toe to be 100% by next week. I think that the story with Aaron Rodgers' foot this year, even though unfortunately got a face full of it on Zoom at one point, which I didn't ask for, the story with his toe this year, I think, is an example of how great Aaron Rodgers is. We've talked a lot about some quarterbacks who've been injured and played through injury. He's playing on a broken toe, which would have me in bed for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I sit on my butt and talk about sports. Well, so I just think it's remarkable that he's had the year that he's had, knowing that he's been this injured.
Well, yeah, he's tough. I think all NFL players are tough.
Sure.
Except maybe punters, and they could be, but I'm not sure. But I think to play in this league, I mean, Aaron's got a zillion dollars. He could just say, I'm just done playing, and never get hit again. Like, you have to go into a season knowing about 25 times this year, I'm going to get smoked by a 280-pound guy.
But it's one thing to play through an injury. It's another thing at that position to play through an injury and have the production that he's had. Like, not let it hinder his game or affect the rest of the team. It's really remarkable, and it's great for them that they have the bye, so he can rest that for an extra
week. And he has nothing to do for a couple weeks, so there'll be a media story in a couple days. Aaron doesn't sit around in his small Green Bay house not doing anything. He's going to make news.
I'm sure he's a sprawling estate. How many bedrooms do you think Aaron Rodgers has in that house? I'm sure we could probably find this out, but...
Well, I mean,
I'm not a big, like, celebrity house person, like, what they look like. But, like, it's Wisconsin, so...
He's probably got a nice four-bedroom,
three-bedroom... Four bedrooms?
Well, do you really see him having a fixer-upper ranch-style house?
No, I think he probably has, like, seven.
Yeah, but who would he put in seven houses, in seven rooms?
I don't know, dogs?
I don't know. Is Aaron a dog guy? I don't know.
He's a dog guy.
Is he? All right.
I don't know. Russell Wilson said he wants to remain in Seattle, but a recent Twitter post... caught the attention of some Seahawks fans.
Well, excuse me?
So he posted a photo of himself walking out onto the field, partially in shadow, with a caption, lights at the end of the tunnel.
Oh.
Very mysterious. It's a great shot.
It is a great shot.
Some fans have noted that it's a little similar to the one that Tom Brady posted in free agency. Remember that?
Yes.
He was walking out. You couldn't tell if he was walking out of the tunnel or into the tunnel, and then it turned out to be a Hulu commercial. But he did end up leaving the Patriots. So maybe there was a little bit of an omen there.
I was going to say, that is very, very interesting.
Black and white. This one. Remember this?
How about, you know, I want to start doing that. I'm going to
start messing.
Black and white Twitter photos doesn't matter what's in them. I'm going to do that today.
And just start putting these ominous.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter what I say. It looks enigmatic. It looks.
Yeah, black and white photos, it's very artsy, very. Theatrical, you know.
How about that's my new Twitter thing? If I go with a black and white photo,
you're being serious.
Stuff's about to happen.
It's going
like
down.
Big news
you
is coming.
You got the sources flowing.
Well, I mean, who sources? I mean, I've talked this week about getting an anonymous text to me. I mean, I'm in a world
that's
of
weird.
That was the weirdest story. You know, it happened to me 3 years ago.
You know,
ago.
I could get to the bottom of that for you if you wanted.
I spent a day going down a wormhole for
you're not a woman, Colin, with all due respect. I can find out anything I need to know about any human in 5 minutes with a phone.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you not know this?
That you can or women can?
Women can. We're spies. All of us.
Oh, God. Anne is a spy. My wife is a total spy.
Yeah, I can get your social security number. Give me a picture of this person's face and their phone number. I'll find out where they lived for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Why is that with women? Anne is so like that.
I mean, I don't do it often, but if I need to do it.
Oh, no. If we have a weird neighbor or something, Anne knows her relatives, their cousin, their history.
I choose not to find out things about people. But if I want to know who you are, I can find out everything about you. And maybe 10. Give me 10.
Wow. It's exciting. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Bet Super 6 and Terry Bradshaw had given away almost $500,000 in the last 3 weeks, including two back-to-back winners of the $100,000 jackpot. But don't worry, there's still plenty more where that came from. Scan the QR code and enter the NFL Wild Card Contest for your chance to win $100,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money during the Eagles-Buccaneers game on Fox. Don't miss out. It's free to play.
All right. I've always said if I wasn't a sportscaster, I'd want to be an NFL GM. So I did create a business called Cowherd Consulting. And today I'm going to give you my advice for all the job openings in the NFL. If I was the general manager, my consulting firm, it's always available. The phone number, look it up. Cowherd Consulting. I am consulting with teams on how to fix their lousy club.
Howard Cowherd Consulting fixed the Las Vegas Raiders.
They need a cultural change. So I would bring in a guy who's got four experiences rebuilding cultures. Jim Harbaugh, bring him in, rebuild the culture. I would fix the defense on the back end. Outside of pass rush, only the Jets and the Jags had fewer takeaways. Back seven, I would draft linebackers, corners, and safeties, and I would give Derek Carr a statue for what he's put up with and give him a contract extension.
How would you fix the Denver Broncos?
I would hire an offensive coach. You are ready to win now. You keep hiring defensive coaches, Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, John Fox. It's not working, and your division's got star quarterbacks. Better figure out how to score points. You can't defend your way to a title in that division. Step two, veteran quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Go big. You're ready to win now. Then I get an edge rusher. When Von Miller left, they have like 25th in sacks. They got to go get – they had good ones – but Von Miller's now a Ram. Go get an edge rusher, and your roster will be complete.
How to fix the New York Giants.
Hire a GM and then a coach. I'll let you figure that out. Number two, strip down the entire offense. I don't care about the defense. You got some players there. Strip down the entire offense outside of Andrew Thomas and Ladarius Toney. Excellent left tackle. Very clever number two wide receiving talent. Three, I would decline Daniel Jones' fifth-year option. And consider in that rebuild for the offense going big and getting a Russell Wilson. But the key is really rebuild the offense outside of left tackle and Tony. It's a bunch of overpaid nonsense.
The Bears.
I would hire Doug Peterson, specifically hire Doug Peterson first because I trust Doug Peterson. Then I would go get a general manager. People often do the opposite. This is an organization that's living in the past. They're the only franchise in league history without a 4,000-yard passer. And then I would completely rebuild the offense, whatever it takes for Justin Fields. Their leading touchdown person this year, 5 touchdowns, David Montgomery. Their defense needs to be rebuilt. I do not care. Receivers, O-line, backs, you've got to build Justin Fields' confidence and resume up. You got Aaron Rodgers in that division. Defense has limit. You've had good defenses for the last 7 years. You got to score points in this division with Cousins and Jefferson and Thielen and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Go heavy offense.
How would you fix the Minnesota Vikings?
Minnesota Vikings, I would hire Kellen Moore. I would hire an offensive young guy, not an old defensive guy you replace. I would draft a quarterback early to eventually in 1 year replace Kirk Cousins. And then I would pray Aaron Rodgers leaves the division.
How would you fix the Miami Dolphins?
One, you should have never fired Brian Flores. So stop firing coaches. Juan Stat's the last guy that's completed 4 years. Number two, stop lying to yourself about Tua. Step three, repeat steps one and two.
I'm also willing to consult for a big check. How would you fix the Jacksonville Jaguars?
At this moment, Coward Consulting is busy, and we're going to pass on any infrastructure realignments with the Jack. Coward Consulting does have the right to say no.
I actually think teams probably should look into getting some consultation from you. You are America's honesty broker.
Peter Schrager and
I. You're the voice of the people.
Peter Schrager and I. People are occasionally calling us. Schrager, a couple years ago, was getting calls around NFL front offices. Not lying. Manscaped currently offering prime time performance package. Grooming kit. Start the year 20% off. Go to manscaped.com, code HERD, manscaped.com, code H-E-R-D.